2 Corinthians 13, 14, and I'm going to read in the Amplified because there's some things that Pastor brought this up on Sunday because he was talking about fellowship, developing faith, fellowship with God. And this is actually one of my, when he turned to it, it was like, oh my gosh, I love this verse. Because, and I read in the Amplified, the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the presence, and fellowship, the communion, and sharing together, and participation in the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is what Paul's saying to us. The grace, favor, spirits. I mean, it just goes on and on. Does it get better than this? The spiritual blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence and fellowship, the communion and sharing together and the participation. We participate in this. It's fellowship. In the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit, be with you all. And, you know, I believe this is one of the, if not the most precious thing that we have in Christ. Is fellowship, being able to go to the throne of God, pour out our heart, talk to Him, you know, get the plan of God for our life. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the difference between being living free from sin, sickness, disease, lack, is in that place of fellowship. When you fellowship, and this is the whole thing that has been on my heart recently. When you fellowship properly with God, you actually take His heart. Yeah, that's good. And as you fellowship long enough, you know, it takes some doing. You know, maybe it's like, okay, I went to the presence of God today and I read the Bible and yeah, it was good. But as you continue, this is a lifestyle, and you develop a hunger, a thirst, a desire. And it grows, and it develops, and you become more skilled at it. And I think that's one of the things that Pastor has been teaching us about. We have to become more skilled in walking out the plan of God. This is where it starts. This is where we begin, is going to the throne, taking Him in, taking the Word, and looking at it, and marveling over it. Let God talk to you through His Word. But then He wants you to talk to Him about His Word. What does that mean? What does it mean, the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord? It means a sharing together, a participation. It means entering into His presence. It means putting Him first. It means seeking Him first above all else. It is a relationship. And it's, you know, you have a relationship with different people, different relationships. You have your friends, you have your family, you have your spouse, you have all these different relationships. But your number one should be your relationship with God. Yes. God the Father, God the Son, or the Son and the Holy Spirit. Sharing together, that communion, talking to Him, and then listening so He can talk to you. And it's not, you know, you've heard it said that the more skilled you become, the less you go to God with your needs. Because you know Him. You trust Him. You know those needs are going to be met. You go for revelation, for understanding of who He is and what you have in Him. So Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, "You will show me," I love this, "You will show me, God, the path of life." Yes. You'll show me the plan You have for me. Amen. You know, I take that psalm to the Lord and say, God, You're going to show me. You're going to show me what I need to know today, just like yesterday. Okay, Lord, show me. Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to check the coils in the freezer. That seems like a little thing. But the thing is when we rejoice in the little things, we're glorifying Him. We're giving Him His place in our life. You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. Come on. You in here, you spend time with the Lord, and you come out giddy. You come out looking for someone to talk to. Let me call so-and-so. I just want to tell you, I just saw in the Word today. Or did you hear what Pastor said? You know, that's something that we do all the time is we talk about the services, and we're going to get into that a little more. Is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. The Passion Translation, which is not an accurate translation, but I like this. For you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life, the path to the bliss that brings me face to face with you. I mean, ultimately, what do we want? We want to know him. To see him face to face. The day will come when we will see Jesus face to face. That will be the most glorious day of our life. The fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a door into the good life God has for you. And it begins fellowshipping, participating, communing with, getting to know him through his word, through his praying in tongues, just walking and talking. You know, that's something I always do when I walk. I'm always talking to God. Always talking to God. Always just, you know, and when I'm by myself. Let's go to Philippians 3:7. Laying some groundwork here. Amen. Glory to God. He's just that good. And I'm going to switch over to the King James. But what things were gained to me that I counted loss for Christ? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith, the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. I want to focus on verse 10. That I may know him. That I may know him. I count everything as loss. This is my goal. This is what I'm reaching for. This is what I was born for. Go back to Genesis. We were created for fellowship with the Father. And we get to know him through his word and through the Spirit who dwells within us. We get to know the Father through having a pastor. To teach us, to guide us, to lead us. Without a pastor, we're scattered. And we've seen that so clearly. Our lives don't look the same because we have a pastor. You know, we come to church because, you know, some people come just on Sunday, some people work on Wednesday, you know, we're free moral agents. But when I miss a service in the week, like if let's say I miss a Wednesday night, I'm feeling it. I miss it. I miss it. Oh, you know, even I remember the times that we maybe were on the road and maybe some pastor Debbie was ministering here and it's like, oh my gosh, we're going to miss. Because I feel like I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss that the bread that I'm being fed of the word. And that should be our heart. That should be what we're contending for. You know, it's like this week when they're in California, I don't want to miss a meeting because that's pastor's pastor. Yes. And the offices that they're called to beyond these walls, and they function in those there. And the joy that we get when we see them get ministered to through their pastor and the fellowship they have with other ministers. So that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Power? That I may know the power? God wants us to know the power that raised Jesus from the dead, that's been given to us. He said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's right. Amen. And there's no yeah, but on that. Right. And then Matthew 16:19 says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have dominion. But we have to learn, you know, I love that our children here are get to learn this at an early age. We have to renew our minds to it. We have to change the way we think. And one of the things that Pastor mentioned, I believe it was Sunday, about how we come to the throne of God, because we come with our failures and our misgivings, and then we can't come boldly. He said condemnation is the worst enemy of our faith. And so we have to come with an attitude. I'm going to the throne, and I'm going to do business with God. I'm going to the conference room of God, and we're going to talk things over. And that's not in a self-righteous way. That is because I'm his child. He's my father, and his word says, come boldly to the throne. And then I get to know him there, you know, not hanging my head down and saying, oh, I'm just a lowly worm. That's discrediting what Jesus did on the cross. And those things come at us. Those attacks of the mind, because we missed it, we did this, we did that, blah, blah, blah. You know, we have this measuring stick of how we're supposed to live. We need to take the measuring stick that Jesus, and that's the blood of Jesus. We've been made righteous. So we have the keys. We have dominion to come boldly so that we might know him. And the resurrection of him and the fellowship of his sufferings. Oh gosh, we got to suffer? Well, yeah, that's all part of it. But you know what? We don't suffer as the world does. Our suffering is to learn how to live out of our spirit. God, glory to God. I mean, there's nothing better than that. And to learn to crucify the flesh, learn to get to renew our minds so we're thinking right when we face challenges. Pastor Nancy, and this book, I've been looking at the worship book and the Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. I want to really encourage you, do not let those slip over the summer. We get busy doing lots of things. They are strategic for where we're at and what we need to be doing for this time. And that's really what led me to preach on this tonight, is because when we have a spiritual life, there's power. We know who we are, and we'll act differently. So, but one of the things she said, we receive from God by faith. We have to believe him. I love in her book, Daily Healing Bread, Day 22, my brother, Little Grant, I've been going over that over and over it. And her little boy, Grant, was a baby, and he was in the hospital with a high fever. I think you probably all have read it. But I liked what she said, because she sat there with that baby and talked to God. She had a conversation with God. And God, she says, God, you said to the prophet of God that there's power in every sick room, every hospital room. There's the power of God is everywhere. And then she said, and this is what caught me, because she said it three times. She says, I believe that. I believe that. And then she said, you know, she made another statement, and she says, I believe that. And then she said another statement, and she said, I believe that. Go and read day 22. And then she says, so, Father, I need that power to work in my baby. And so she went on, and she assigned the power. But I loved how she had this conversation with God. And then she says, I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. I receive it. So now I'm going to speak, and my authority is going to work, because I'm going to tap into the power of God. Yes. And listen, we need to tap into this, to some power of God in the days ahead. Yes. So Kenneth Hagin Sr., she went on to say, who was my spiritual father, stated, when these things, reverence and honor, are restored, there will be a restoration and a multiplication of the miraculous power of God. When these things, and he was talking about reverence and honor, are restored, there will be restoration and multiplication of the miraculous power of God. Pastor Jay said at the beginning of 2022 that this year will be a year crowned with glory and honor. This year will be a year crowned with glory and honor. Well, we're just approaching halfway through the year, and I've been saying it, maybe not enough, but this year is crowned with glory and honor. And that's a key and a doorway into the miraculous. When we honor God, he will honor us. and he will move in our midst. And I believe that that's connected, though, to being willing and obedient. Yeah, obedience. Nobody likes that word, but it's a good word when we're obedient to God. It's our safe place. So, Pastor Debbie said, it's time for us to constantly, out of our heart, speak our faith. And that's what Pastor Nancy was doing that day in the hospital. I believe that. She was saying, Lord, you said, I believe it. Lord, you said, I believe it. I receive it. Now I'm going to do it. Amen. I'm going to assign the power of God to my little baby. Yeah. And within an hour, the doctor came in and his fever was gone. Yes. They went home. Amen. So, walking in rest, constantly feeding on God's word and taking opportunities to respond. She sat in that hospital room and she could have gotten into fear. You know, it's a newborn. He's got a high fever and worry and doubt. And she was sitting there holding her baby and she had a relationship. So she was able to just talk to God. God, show me. And what happened, though, is because she had some time in developing that relationship. She heard what the prophet of God said. See? But I love this. God will bring to your remembrance what you need in that moment. You know, she wasn't thinking about that in the morning. But God, you said. God, you said. So you know, God responds to faith. And that's the whole point of this. He responds, I believe that. That's faith. And you might say, well, yeah, but you know, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, you know what Pastor says about that. You tried real hard, didn't you? Yeah. So I want to go back, though, to that we may be found in him in Philippians 3, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law. See, condemnation brings us back under the law, continually working to bring us back under the law. The law is the rules and the regulations and what we didn't achieve or the standard that we didn't meet. Now, there has to be a standard. But it has to come from revelation of who we are in him and not of our own efforts. So, I wanted to talk and share some things from my heart about Vision Sunday update. It's a big deal what God's having us to do. And I say we. I emphasize what God is having us to do. What we are going to do. And I just gleaned some things. The one thing I just really want to encourage you to do is go back and listen to this service. He said it on Sunday. He said, listen to it. Listen to it. Because you're not going to, there's no way that you could have gotten everything in that service. And listen to it. Go to the Lord and say, I'm going to listen to this. And Lord, I want you to talk to me. What's my part? What's my part? Be open. Go with a right heart. And Pastor said he said there was a lot. I'm not going into everything. But there was a few things that I just wanted to share with you tonight. He said one of the things that, and he's been saying this for a couple of years now, that you can do is pray. You can pray. That the plan has to be prayed out before it can be walked out. And we've been doing that on Monday mornings for months now about this. But as you recall, that there was three things on Vision Sunday of this last year that we are to emphasize. Actually, it was before that. Of traveling ministry. What are the other two? Social media and planting churches. And those all three go together. And now that we've been praying about that and seeking the Lord, he's revealing things to us. He's giving us steps to take. And they're all tied together. One is connected to the other. Traveling ministry, social media, and planting churches. So they all go together. So But the one thing he said is to pray, one of the things. But that is the foundation. That is where we're going to have to go first, which we've been doing. And we've been doing that on the Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month. We've been doing this on Monday morning prayer. But, you know, he said to set in motion times of prayer seeking direction. And Kenneth Hagin said the greatest thing in life is to learn how to pray. Says learn how to pray. And so we've been given some direction and some insight and some things maybe we can put our teeth into and go, I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to pray, Lord. You know, Pastor was talking about, you know, whatever it might be, starting a daycare. I'm going to pray, Lord. And you just start out with it, with your own understanding, but then get over and just pray in the Spirit. You know, we don't have, that's what I love about it with God. You don't have to know it all. He's the revealer. But when we come to him, he desires to reveal his plan. Remember, it's his plan.
That's right.
So, Colossians 1:9, being filled with the knowledge of the will of God. Well, we know now that it's his will that a church be planted in Kansas City.
Yes.
So we're moving forward and learning and gleaning things. And so, you know, how we progress is determined by us. You know how you got the kid that drags their feet and they can't find their shoes, and you're just like, come on, you know. I think somebody one day brought their kids to church with no shoes because, hey, we're going. But he said here, and I love this, Spirit of Faith Family Church is about to have a sister church.
Yeah.
We're pregnant.
Yeah,
yeah, we're pregnant.
Yeah.
It's time to run, but it's birthed in prayer. I'm just taking some notes that I took this from that service. I love this. God never robs one part of his plan to fulfill another part. We will flourish. Spirit of Faith, Cedar Rapids will flourish. Because when you obey God's plan, when you take those steps, increase always comes. It's a spiritual law. We're being stretched. We're being enlarged to receive more. By them bringing their faith. Oh, and let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm jumping around a little here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Just believe me for utterance, because this is so important, and it matters how we respond. It says here, Paul saying, but we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, but we are to come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. In preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other man's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule of abundantly. So we're being stretched, not beyond our measure, according to our measure. Remember what Pastor said? That God didn't call him to plant the church in Cedar Rapids. He wasn't ready. A base had to be established. A church had to be established. And now the anointing is there to start this church. And see, those things you need to take note of. Oh, he said the anointing is there to do this. The anointing is on this. The power of God is on this. Does that mean we don't have to do anything? No. But when it's the plan of God, we will have success. So Paul was commissioning them to bring their faith to Paul's assignment, to what God was telling Paul to do. And by their faith, they were enlarged. They were blessed. Their faith added to his faith, and the message expanded. See, this is about the message. This is all about getting the gospel out. We have known, and Pastor's been saying this for a long time, that what they carry isn't just to stay here. We have the delight and the honor of, I'm going to say, pushing them out or letting them go and do what God has called them to do. There's so much, such value, such revelation needed for this era. And so they've been faithful, and God has called them to plant in Kansas City, not Florida, Kansas City, because there's people down there that need the message. This is about people. It's about getting the gospel out. I've seen in prayer, this is that there's people crying out. They don't know what they're crying out for. When they see their pastor, they're going to recognize it. Listen, what if Pastor Tim Horton had not obeyed God? What if Pastor Jay had not obeyed God? We wouldn't be here. And we wouldn't be enjoying the word like we are, living the lives that we are like we do now. We wouldn't have a daycare. The children that come here and get the seed of the word planted in them. Oh my goodness. So Pastor Jay said, you know, Kenneth Copeland said this. He says, to analyze and dissect something from God is confusion. He said, just receive it. Just receive it. Yeah, I know. I love that. To analyze and dissect something is from God is confusion. It's from God. God said. And I love that because we can always go to God and say, God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. So you will perform it. So show me my part in it. And Pastor Jay, you know, he said, honestly, I prefer not to pastor two churches, but that's what God's saying. And remember how he went to Pastor Nancy and said, you know, he was looking for a way out. And she just said, you got to do what God said. Listen, we need to take that for ourselves. I got to do what God said. I just got to do what God said. We decide. We decide that. As every person in this room, every individual decides whether you're going to follow the plan, follow God. We're free. There we're free. Or we can do whatever we want. You choose. We as a congregation have an opportunity to respond, to bring a supply. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. Well, we can start with prayer. We can start with prayer, and more will be rolling out, I'm sure. But say yes to the plan. You know, Deuteronomy 13, 19, I use this a lot in the healing class. Each day I set before you life and death. Therefore, choose life, because it's better. Choose the plan of God every day, every day. Everybody in here decides what they're going to choose for that day. It's not a one-time thing. You can make that decision, but you got to get up every day and comb your hair, take your shower. Every day you choose to live for God or you choose to live in the flesh. And so we make a conscious decision that I'm going to go with God. I'm going to go with the plan of God. Everybody in here, I believe God has placed you in this church. So we're going to go with the plan of God. So, we've had times of prayer, and we need to continue in that. Just continue in it. And that's easy. Every day, yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. This is exciting. It's really exciting that we get to do this, that God trusts us enough. He gave us a man and woman of God that are anointed to do it, but he said long time ago, they can't do it alone. They need us. And that doesn't mean like we're all going to Kansas City. But we need the supply and the support and the faith and the prayers of every single person. And it'll be light and easy. Yep. It's about changing people's lives. So I'm going to I just want to mention to you, because I'm going to read a couple things. Pastor mentioned Reverend Randall Greer. And he said, you're going to move into the apostolic anointing because it's going to be necessary as you go forth, not only here. But he said, this church will be known as an apostolic church, a planting church. You know, we really did. I mean, we have a church in Nigeria. Actually, the sister church is baby number two. And then he said, there's an anointing as an apostle of God that has got to come to the forefront in the body of Christ with the boldness and that anointing. And it spearheads some things. And Kenneth Hagin said this in one of his books, well, two of them, that he talked about how apostles and prophets they're going to have to come to the forth because it's necessary for the last day end time move of God. And Pastor Jay kept, you know, kind of, But Pastor Debbie, and that was, Reverend Greer spoke that in April of 2016. I want to read to you what Pastor Debbie said in 2016. She said, by the Spirit of God, she got over into the Spirit, and she said, I'm not going to read it all, but she said, we'll see more along those lines. So pray for your pastors, hold their hands up, to fulfill the office that I originally called them to in a greater measure. And then they will be able to even pastor in a greater measure. And you know, I've read this, I've kept this for our Monday prayer group because it's good to keep those things in front of you so you pray accurately. But just about a month ago, I read that. And then they will be able to even pastor in a greater measure. And it just went off in my spirit. Pastor in a greater measure. They'll be pastoring here and there. Pastoring in a greater measure. She says, pray for your pastor. And then they will be able to even pastor in a greater measure. But understand this, the prophetic call, the apostolic call, that's what we're praying for. And she said, that needs to be prayed for. It needs to be covered in much prayer for them to be able to step out into these spiritual things. But they've seen for years, and they've even known in their spirits for years, but they need your prayer to cover them, to get to the places. So consecrate yourself to pray for your pastors to get to the places they need to get to in the Spirit. And it will directly affect the call on your life when you're obedient to pray for them and help them get to where they need to go. Because if they don't go where they need to go, neither will we. So pray, Father, that your will may be accomplished in our pastors' lives and the strongest calling on their lives may come to the forefront. And it goes on, you know, and but that stood out to me. This was in 2016, same year that Reverend Greer got under the anointing. And so, you know, God says things before he does them. Yes. And, you know, like Pastor Jay said, I put it on the shelf and, you know, I just, fine. But then God was working all the while. And God is always preparing us. Yes. He prepared us. Remember the story on the carpet? You know, Pastor had a word of knowledge for a lady down in Coralville, was it? Iowa City, the church down there, he was ministering, a visiting minister, and she won a lawsuit that was an accident, and she came here, I think it was only one Sunday, and we were sticking to the floor because we had no carpet. We had just gotten in here in the remodel, and she just wrote a check for the carpet for the building. He prepared ahead of time to meet the need, and he does that in spiritual senses. He prepares. And because they are connected right. They're receiving. You know, they sat under Kenneth Hagin. Then it was Dr. Dufresne, and now Pastor Nancy is their pastor. So their life is in order in spiritual affairs. And so they go from glory to glory, faith to faith, and God has trusted them in their ministry to say, now I want you to go and do this. See, when you've been found faithful in smaller things, he will bring more. So I wanted to point that out with Pastor Debbie, because she gets over in the Spirit and she sees, and it's just amazing how they work together. And we need to take that to heart, that Pastor Debbie was speaking that out. They didn't plan this. God did. This is God's plan. This is God's plan. That's what we have to get, where we have to get our thinking right. So then Pastor asked, how do we get involved? And so let's go to 1 Corinthians 16. If First Corinthians. He brought this out Sunday. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I was given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now concerning the collection, and I like just how this reads, for the saints. But it wasn't a one-time thing. You know, the Spirit of God moved on Paul to prepare the people to give for the work of the ministry. And I hadn't seen, you know, there was a lot in that last part of the service that I hadn't seen before, but, and it was, it, you know, we, Carlos and I got home and we were talking about it, and it was like, wow, you know, we plan and we prepare for our, all our finances. We plan all these things in our lives. Why are not we planning and preparing more diligently to give? You know, to sow seed, to reap a harvest, to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And so the Spirit of God moved on Paul, and he prepared the people. Pastor Jay is preparing us, and he's preparing us for the opportunity to plant so that lives can be changed, a daycare can be started, people can be saved, people can be healed. People can receive revelation knowledge and walk in their dominion. Ministers can be raised up.
Yes.
You know, remember, they said that Dr. Dufresne spoke over Pastor Jay years ago, that they'll come from all around and see how you do things. Well, we're the base church. They're going to come. They're going to come. They're going to be trained up. They're going to go out. People are going to come to the daycare. They're going to be trained up. They're going to go out. Praise God. The base is like ascending the artillery, the ammunition, the supply of what's needed to help. And I'm not saying I know that that's going to happen, but when a base church, that is a function of the base church. And they will come from all around to see how we do things. And we can bring a supply, and we can help, and we can be a blessing. And that's what we're going to do. So I would just say, you know, like Carlos and I were talking about it, talk it over with God. That's what, it goes back to that fellowship. It goes back to, God, what is my part? What do you want me to do? Number one, Pastor said pray. You know, I just love, again, talking about preparing ahead of time. I remember when Justin came. And he was just this excited, overzealous, you know. You just, you know, and loved to talk to everybody. But God had a plan for him. And how he sat under the word and been diligent and faithful. And he always had in his heart that he wanted to fly. We didn't know that. He didn't know about, you know, pastor and aviation. And so we look at that. God was preparing a man for aviation, for what we need. And I just loved what they have their list. They have their faith list. They're studying. They're finding out all the things that are all the options or all the bells and whistles or whatever it might be on a C, what is it, 21, Cessna 421, yeah. And that's so exciting because when you got a faith list, you're calling for it. You're expecting it. And we'll see it. You know, and sometimes if you see them talking, they're looking at pictures of planes. Because they're getting it inside them, because that's what faith does. And Pastor said, he said, I'm gonna need people to help me. So we're gonna need more. That are called, but that's between you and God. What is my part? What do I do? And then that sweet fellowship with the Father, he'll show you, he'll reveal to you. He's a revealer. And he so desires to do so much for us. We need to be expecting. If you've watched any of the services, Pastor Nancy last night just sat in a chair. Called him up. And just by the Spirit of God, the miraculous. We're on the verge of the miraculous breaking out. And you heard, and then you heard Reverend Fields, Pastor Fields. Yes, sir. But you know what? That's the boldness. That's what we need to hear. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message. I think Pastor Nancy called it a masterpiece. So I'm saying to you, let's go back to First Corinthians. Hallelujah. And I hope you hear my heart on this, because it's just, we're so blessed. And I think that we have to just daily thank him and praise him for those blessings. We're rich. Oh, I need to get in the Amplified. We are truly blessed. You know, to have fellowship with God, you have to exit your mind. That's the great struggle, is you have to shut your mind down. And I think everybody in this room has struggled with that to one degree or another. And that's a discipline. That's something that takes practice. That's something that you have to decide you're going to do. You know, we had a series by a minister once, and we listened to when Pastor was teaching us about prayer. And I'll never forget, she said something that's, and I do this in my mind sometimes, is she says, "Mind, you get back here and you sit." You know, like you're talking to your child or your dog. You get back here and you sit and you shut up. I'm praying. And so we've had degrees. We've had visitations here. We have Dr. Jacobs coming. We have Pastor Ike. We have camp meeting. Let's be ready to receive all, because they're all connected into where God's taking us as a congregation. And let's go to Colossians before we close. I think it's Colossians. Colossians 2. Yes, Colossians 2, verse 5. "For though I am away from you in body, yet I am with you in spirit, delighted at the sight of your standing shoulder to shoulder in such orderly array, and the firmness and the solid front and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, that the leaning of the entire human personality on him in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in unity with and conformity to him." I love that we're standing shoulder to shoulder, in orderly array, and the firmness and the solid front and the steadfastness of our faith in Christ. All things are possible. All things are possible. We saw a demonstration of that when we got hit with derecho. That was training. That was preparation. COVID was preparation for how to plan for, you know, different larger events. Actually, it helped us. Actually, Richard Roberts' meeting was training for COVID. But we knew what to do when other churches shut down. God is always preparing us for what's ahead. And so let's be keen. Let's be pressing in. Let's be walking in love towards one another. Let's not get hurt feelings. Let's keep our eyes on what God has called us to do. Get this service and listen to it over and over, because like in the beginning I said, when you pray, when you take these things to God, when you hear it over and over, and when you join your heart with it, you are joining your heart with God Himself. It's not about a man. It is about a plan. And then it moves you to go and do, to talk to someone else about it. You know, after prayer, sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, wasn't that wonderful? You know, your eyes are opened and you begin to see more. You begin to understand more. Not in the sense that you know the plan, you know what to do, but there's an excitement, a stirring in your heart. And that's what I wanted to get to, is that when you give yourself to it, it becomes part of you. The Father's heart becomes who you are. And that's other things just kind of fade away. They're less important. You know, watching your favorite TV show is not important anymore. I want to get in the Word. I want to spend time with God. I want to see what He says. Amen. And so we lay aside every weight, every situation, everything that would cause us to be tripped up, to hinder us, to prevent us from bringing our part, our supply. And so, you know, it's just, it's exciting, and we need to be excited about it. Amen. We need, and you know what? How do you do that? You stir yourself up. Yes. Stir yourself up. Listen to it again and again and again. Sometimes we have to do that. But I'll say this. The services that they've been teaching on, Pastor Debbie, Pastor Jay, is preparation. So you got to listen. You got to expand yourself out a little bit. You can see in the spirit, one builds on another. One builds on another. Preparation. God is preparing us. He's preparing our hearts. And so to bring it all to pass. And you know, I know He'll talk more about this. That's not my place. And I was careful in, you know, how much I could share, because I'm just like you guys. I'm just here to receive. What's the plan? What's my part in it? And let's go together and run the race with joy and go and see the not only this church flourish, but see Spirit of Faith Kansas City flourish and see people blessed, see lives changed. You know, some of us may go and, you know, or some of us may go and visit, you know, who knows? We don't know that yet. You don't know that yet. Or maybe you do. Maybe you have some inklings, but you got to pray about it. Talk to God about it. Talk to God about what He wants. Talk to God about what He wants you to give. And if you're married, talk to your spouse. Get a plan. Make a plan. Set some goals. You know, Carlos came to me, I think it was Monday, and, you know, shared with me some things that he had in his heart. And I just love that, you know, it's something that we've never set up a separate, like, account. And so, you know, for us, we were talking about, I like that idea, because we do it for other things, you know. And so making a better plan so that we're prepared when a need arises. So praise God. Well, you know what? I think we're going to close. Let's just stand up. I just want to pray for a minute. I want us to be able. I didn't want to take a long time tonight because I want you to get home and be ready for the service and at World Harvest. But it is such an honor to be called to this church. Amen. Value it. Our lives look different. They look far better than if we were managing things on our own. And God has more for us. He has giftings that we don't even know. The grace of God are, I mean, who knows? It's so exciting. And so we're going to be on board. We're going to be in one accord. And we're going to just give Him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And it's a stretch. It's an enlargement. And it's about people. It's about it's about taking this message, what we have been able to partake of, and expanding it. So, Father, we just thank You and praise You this evening. We thank You for Your word. Father, we thank You for Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. Father, we thank You that You sent them, that they were obedient. They were willing and obedient to come to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and just be faithful to put the word in us year after year after year for 20 years, Father, They've been faithful. And so, Father, as they stand and speak and declare the plan that you have for us to stretch, to enlarge, we say yes to the plan. We consecrate ourselves to your plan, Father. And we say it's a joy and it's a delight. And that you, by your grace and your loving kindness and your mercy, we shall see it all come to pass. That we're a family. And we thank you, Father, that you've made us a family. You've given us a spiritual father and a spiritual mother. Oh, Father, we thank you for that. That they'll not compromise the word. Not compromise the word. So that they have our highest and best in their heart. We thank you for that. We thank you for it, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. Father, it is our desire to forget those things which are behind and reach and press to know you, to become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, Father. Yes, Lord, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and the flow will be a joy, a delight to run our race with you, to run our race with each other, to run our race under the direction of our pastors as they hear from heaven. And so, Father, right now we just say these meetings that they're at in California, we call them blessed. We call for the full flow, the fullness of all that you have for them in these meetings, Father. We say they receive it. They receive it. It's the rejoicing of their hearts, Father, to be and to participate in the move of God, in the word of God, the fellowship of other ministers, to be surrounded by that. And they spark one another. And those giftings that you put in them. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you for it. Thank you and praise you for it. You know, last night when Pastor Nancy called Pastor Jay up and if he had a word, and he said, T-cell. He says, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it. Never heard of it, but T-cell. Well, right away, I Googled, what's a T-cell? And yeah, and it has to do with autoimmune. I just get so, I marvel. He'd never heard of it, didn't know what it was, but there's an endowment on him for autoimmune system. And it's T cells connected to the immune system. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our hearts are full. Our hearts are full of gratitude. And we thank you and praise you for it. Father, we thank you for, praise you, Father, for the plan. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the plan moving forward in Kansas City. We thank you for it, Father. We ask that you give them great wisdom, understanding, clarity, Father, that they'll see and they'll know, and that we'll be there to do our part and to come alongside and to help. We thank you for it, Father. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can rejoice. This is living the good life. It is the good life. And you know, we all have a testimony. I was just looking at you, Lily. The testimony of how God brought us. Each one of us have a testimony. Lisa, you know, it's just, this is the God he desires. And I want you to think about those people in Kansas City that God desires, because they've been calling for more. I remember that. I was in a religious denomination. I loved God. I wanted more, but I had no idea. None. Nothing. You know, and then the charismatic move swept through, and that was really good. But it died out because there was not the foundation of the word. They flowed in the gifts of the Spirit, but there was no foundation of the word so that my thinking would stay straight. You know, Keith Morris said one time, running's good. No, I think it was Mark Hankins said, running's good, laughing's good, dancing's good. You know, falling out in the spirit's good. Just walk straight when you get up. We need to walk straight. We need to walk according to the word. That's what we've had here. That's what they've laid the foundation for the last 20 years. To those of us, well, you know, maybe not all of you have been here 20 years, but there's an acceleration. And there's a speeding up. And so we're on board. Everybody on board? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we say yes. We say yes to the plan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.